Good morning, everyone. It's Wednesday, December 4th, 2025, and welcome to your daily market update, brought to you by Monex USA.
The U.S. dollar is holding steady this morning, trading in tight and mixed ranges across the board. Risk appetite seems to be taking a breather as markets digest recent data and await key economic releases. Domestically, equities have been on a roll. The S&P 500 index has risen in 7 of the last 8 sessions, signaling strong momentum. Overnight, global markets followed suit. Europe's Stoxx 600 index climbed by about 0.5%, buoyed by strong earnings from automakers, while Asian stocks posted their best performance in over 2 weeks. However, it's not all smooth sailing. Investors are hitting the pause button, with some uncertainty lingering over the future of central bank policies. While the Federal Reserve is widely expected to maintain a stimulative stance when they meet next week, questions remain about how much of a boost accommodative monetary policy will provide to the broader economy.
In other market news, Bitcoin has made a notable recovery. After dipping into the low $80,000 range, it's now hovering around $93,000. Meanwhile, this morning's jobless claims and challenger job cuts reports painted a slightly better than expected picture of the labor market. Later today, we'll get September's factory orders and durable goods data at 10 a.m. Eastern. If the economy continues to show resilience, we could see the dollar gain some ground, though for now, the impact remains muted. Looking ahead, here are the key events to keep on your radar. On Friday at 10 a.m., we'll get the PCE price index, a critical measure of inflation. Also at 10 a.m., the University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Report will provide insights into how consumers are feeling about the economy. Turning to Europe, the euro's recent momentum has come to a halt. After starting the week with a 0.5% gain, today's October retail sales data for the eurozone showed flat consumption. However, the annual figure did tick up from 1.3% to 1.5%, thanks to an upward revision for September. Tomorrow, we'll get more clarity with the release of third-quarter gross domestic product and employment data. While the European Central Bank isn't expected to cut interest rates when they meet on the 18th, all eyes will be on President Christine Lagarde's tone and commentary, which could significantly impact market sentiment. Next week, the focus will shift to European inflation data. Finally, let's talk about the Japanese yen, which is one of the biggest movers this morning in an otherwise quiet foreign exchange market. The yen is trading at its strongest level against the dollar since mid-November. A new report on the Bank of Japan suggests that officials are leaning toward raising interest rates when they meet on the 19th. What's more, the Japanese government appears to be on board with this move. The likelihood of a rate hike now stands at over 90%, making it almost a certainty. This shift in policy is driving the yen's recent strength. That's it for today's daily market update. Thanks for tuning in. And don't forget to join us tomorrow for another deep dive into the markets. Until then, stay informed, stay ahead, and have a fantastic day. Disclaimer: this podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Please consult with a professional for specific investment decisions.